Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The NFL Draft host for next year, right here, Music City. Pleased to be joined by Peter O'Reilly, the Senior Vice President of Events for the National Football League. He's nice enough to take some time this morning to join us. Peter, thank you for the time. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be with you guys. Thanks.
Will you kind of describe the process of selecting the host city for the NFL Draft?
Yeah, we had, there are more than 20 NFL markets that are interested in hosting a future draft. We had five great finalists for the 2019 draft, all of whom had unique visions for taking the draft to a next level as it's grown into this such a mega event. But Nashville really shined. They created an incredible vision for what the draft could be in Music City with the energy downtown, lower Broadway, and that won the day, got strong support from the owners committee, with which we work, and then just this morning presented to the full membership the recommendation of taking the 2019 NFL draft to Nashville.
Was it the uniform unveiling that made the NFL take the bid serious?
We were taking Nashville very seriously before the uniform unveiling. We'd been working with Butch and the team at the CVB and the Titans for a couple of years, really, on thinking about what the vision could be. So I'd say the uniform unveiling just reinforced that. When you saw the 20,000 fans on Lower Broadway, the combination of music and football coming together. But we had really strong positive feelings about Nashville and the opportunity around the draft well before that.
Peter O'Reilly, our guest, he is the Senior Vice President of Events for the NFL.
Did you guys happen to see last spring with the Nashville Predators run to the Stanley Cup Final what downtown Nashville looked like in terms of crowd support? Was that a part of this also?
It was, for sure. We watched, the celebrations and the fan viewing around the Preds games, and that was certainly on our radar as well as an example. But we know that this is a football town too, and want to bring the draft there and show that was great. But when you're bringing 32 fan bases from around the country and really around the world, we can take it to another level based on what Nashville's layout is. But yeah, we loved seeing that, and that was a great spectacle during those games.
Peter, Butch Spiridon told us recently he thought Nashville was a serious contender, but for the 2020 draft, not next year's draft. What made Nashville so appealing for next year in specifics?
Yeah, so we, the draft in this new form is still pretty young. You know, we learned a lot in Chicago. We learned a lot in Philadelphia at the Rocky Steps. We learned in Dallas this year. And one of the things we learned was the value and the power of a really connected downtown accessible footprint where people can come out of hotels and restaurants and feel a part of the draft. And that Nashville offers that, certainly the energy around, that whole area of the city, put that over the top. And certainly Butch has been an incredible partner in the vision that he's laid out. So that, we were potentially announcing the 2019 and 2020 drafts today. We made the decision with the ownership to only focus on 19, award that to Nashville. And as we're learning so much, spend a little bit more time before we make a 2020 decision. So Nashville really differentiated itself. It's clearly a hot destination market, but the vision specifically for the draft and the importance of that connected downtown footprint was a huge factor.
Well, you have the connected downtown, and there's a lot of different venues that's listed in the pitch from Nashville also. How appealing was that to you? You mentioned the Rocky Steps in Philadelphia being sort of a blueprint, but seeing those different venues in downtown Nashville that could be interconnected with the draft, how important was that?
That was big. And, we sit here today not with an exact plan for how we'll lay out the draft, but like you said, some great options between the Ascend Amphitheater, the way that Lower Broadway can be used, and we've seen the way that that's been done at other events and CMAs and other things, and then using the Nissan Stadium campus, connected by the pedestrian bridge, that opportunity to use great venues with just the energy of Nashville as the backdrop was a great factor. We're excited to dig in and spend more time with Butch and the Titans on making those decisions.
You know, Nashville is accustomed to hosting multi-day parties with the CMA Music Fest and everything else that they have going on. When we saw this news, we envisioned Nashville being a destination for a week for people and not just necessarily those 3 days of the draft. Is that something that you could picture also, where this is maybe a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night event leading into the draft on Thursday?
Yeah, I think you'll see more of that. I think the draft has become more of a full week event, you know, really starting mainly on the Tuesday, and the prospects are even in town starting on Tuesday. But I think the opportunity for music to intersect with football and the draft here makes those other nights, those Wednesday nights, and even bookending it on Saturday, an opportunity to weave that in more. But I have a sense that, you know, our fans around the country will want to make a week of it, or certainly a well-extended weekend of it, to come into Nashville and enjoy what the city has to offer, combined with what will be a pretty fantastic draft setting.
Peter O'Reilly, our guest, the Senior Vice President of Events for the NFL. Peter, from here, I know it's my understanding that the city makes a bid, you accept the bid, you have all of the venues that are available to you. The NFL then decides how to use and allocate those venues. Is that correct?
We do, but it's a partnership. You know, the team down there, Butch and his team and the Titans, have done so many innovative things. So we'll be locking arms with them, discussing the right way to lay it out. What's the most fan-friendly way? How does it all fit together? So those are the upcoming trips to Nashville to really dig into that and determine what's the best plan, as you said, across that entire week to just make it, you know, take the draft to the next level. And that's the way we did it in Chicago and Philly and in Dallas. It's, you know, what's going to make this unique? How do you take it to the next level? How do you make it just really fun and energetic for fans and free? That's the great part about the draft. It's free and accessible, and that's going to continue.
Free party. Peter, thank you so much, man. We appreciate the update and for checking in with us this morning. Big news.
No problem. Enjoy. We're excited.
Yep, thank you. Peter O'Reilly, the Senior Vice President of Events for the NFL. The footprint makes a big factor in the pitch overall, I think.
I'm just
all of these venues are within walking distance. All of the hotels are downtown.
Well, and your mind really runs wild with the possibilities of where they could bounce back and forth between over the course of 3 days, and different venues and picks being made at different places around town.
Yeah,
it really is cool to think about everything that could happen. And as Peter was discussing and what we talked about in that first segment, sort of the marriage of music and the NFL with this event. And what you can do in Nashville, specific to a lot of other places that you can't pull off in Chicago or Philadelphia, because you don't have as many talented artists, musical recording artists, living right there in your area code that can come out and play a free concert for fans that's there for the NFL draft. There's so many possibilities. We'd love to hear reaction from some fans out there now that it's official.